Patanjali starts his first book on yoga and the Eastern arts thus. 1. We now begin the exposition of yoga. 2. Yoga is controlling the activities of the mind. 3. When mind is controlled, self stays in his native condition. 4. Otherwise, he conforms to the nature of the activities of the mind. So we see at once how important it is to learn to inhibit the fluctuations of the mind. Your mind, with nothing apparently to influence it, suddenly goes off with a jerk, and you follow it. It doesn't even occur to you that your mind has to go off with the jerk, or you wouldn't follow it. It's got to give the impression of something urgent, something important, something that demands immediate attention, something that is true, not just something that is new. So, stop. You've got to go right back to the start. The first thing whenever you find this sort of hubbub going on in your mind is to bring the mind to rest. And the next thing, of course, is to keep it there. But there's something even before we can bring the mind to rest, before the fluctuations of the mind can be brought to a standstill. They've got to be examined. And when you examine them, you find that they exhibit your preoccupations in life, your plans, your expectations, your desires, tensions, memories, and so on. For a mystical experience to come about in the mind, all these fluctuations have got to be shelved, at least for the time being. Your mind sinks into perfect rest. And since struggling against these things would only introduce new waves of motion, the natural method to bring about this cessation is detachment. Detachment. Matter. Do any of these things matter? So try to unfasten yourself from your thoughts. Try to remove them. Try to regard them as completely impartial. Sit upright in a comfortable position. And don't sit in such a way as to constrict your chest or your throat. Breathe deeply and regularly. The following exercise is going to help you if there are too many thoughts coming into your mind. You imagine that you're sitting in a copse of trees on the hillside. There's a powerful wind blowing, and the leaves are being carried away down and across the valley. And whenever a thought comes into your mind, let it be written on a leaf, which then disappears into the distance. And then as more and more thoughts come along, they too are similarly printed out on leaves until there aren't any more thoughts coming in.